Simen Tzadi Aleph Sif Hei. Maliach Shein Yochel Lechel Machmas Melchay. If you have a piece of meat which is salty, and it's salted to the extent that it cannot be eaten because it's too salty to be eaten, which is the amount of salt you need to add to a piece of meat if you want to be able to remove the blood so that you can cook it. In order to cook a piece of meat, you first have to do malicha, and the amount of salt that you need to use when you do malicha is the amount of salt called eini yachal lechel machmas melchay. It's the amount of salt which will make the meat too salty to be eaten. If you do that type of salting to a piece of meat, then it's going to be considered reiseach, and it'll have special dinim, as we'll see in the sif. So says the mechaber, v'shach kedei malicha kedera. Not only does it have to have that amount of salt, it also has to sit in that amount of salt for the amount of time that it takes to do a malicha, which is roughly about half an hour. So kol zman shalei hedichai, if you accomplish this, if you salted it with the right amount of salt and it sat in the salt, if the piece of meat sits in the salt for the half hour of time, so then kol zman shalei hedichai, so long as you don't rinse it off afterwards, mikri ena nechel machmas melchai, then the meat will be considered ena nechel machmas melchai, and it'll be considered reiseach. This is the sheet of the Mechaber, which follows the opinion of the Ran. The Ran's opinion is that the meat only becomes salty after it sits in the salting for that amount of time. So the meat doesn't become salted right away, but it takes the half hour for the meat to become salty. And once it's salty, it remains salty forever. That's the opinion of the Ran. Haggah, the Ramad, will bring a dissenting opinion. Once it sits for the duration of the half hour, it is no longer considered reiseach. This is the opinion of Tosis Farash. And if there's a very pressing need, such as this will cause a large loss, and it's for a sudas mitzvah, then yesh lismacha mekilin. Then there is reason to be mekel, that we will consider it no longer salty after it sat in the salt for half an hour. Otherwise, one should not be mekel at all. So now this Rama is following the psak of the Trumas Hadeshin, and this is what the Trumas Hadeshin writes. He says that one could be mekel if it's a very extenuating circumstance, such as I have some ruba and tzarech sudas mitzvah. One could be mekel that after the half an hour of time, the meat is no longer considered to be salty. Now the Shach over here has great difficulty with this Trumas Hadeshin, and he explains that there's really the case that we're dealing with over here in the Ramah and this and Mechaber and this Sif is not talking about a piece of meat that's being salted for the first time, like in Simen Samach Tes and Hilchas Malicha we'd be talking about over there. Here we're talking about a piece of meat which was already kashered, and it was already rinsed off the salt, and now it's just a regular piece of meat like you would buy in a butcher shop. And now the person went and they salted it a second time. Says the Shach, if we were talking about a piece of meat which is being salted for the very first time, so then if it touches a piece of cheese or touches anything else for that matter, forget the Yisr Basa B'chalov, it'll answer because of the Yisr Dam. Why is this, what's this doing over here in Simen Tzadi Aleph, in Hilchas Basa B'chalov? Because we're talking about, must be, says the Shach, we're talking about a piece of meat which was already salted, was already kashered. Now we're salting it again, and we're giving it the status of reiseach, of maleach reiseach. We want to have this meat have a special halachas to it. This has to be, for these halachas, it has to be, so it's being salted a second time, it's becoming in anach vasmachas machai. But we're not talking about an original salting. Okay. So that being said, the Shach says like this. When do these Rishonim say that it loses the status of being salty after it sits in the salt for the half hour? That's only when you're salting it the first time. when I salt it the first time to remove the blood, so the salt is working hard, it's extracting the blood, it's drawing out the blood. So after a half hour, it's all used up. It drew out all the blood, and now the salt is all finished. That salt is no longer considered to be reiseach anymore. But if you take a piece of meat which was already salted, it has no blood in it, now you salt it the second time, there's nothing for this blood to do. It's not extracting any blood. So this type of salt will just remain, the piece of meat will remain salty forever. Therefore, the Shach says he doesn't see that one could even be mekel, even b'makom hefsim ruba or sudas mitzvah in this case. If a person salts the piece of meat for the second time, even if it's sat in that meat, in that salt now for the half hour, says the Shach, there's no makom over here to be mekel, because this piece of meat, there's nothing that weakens the salt. So this piece of meat will be salty forever. However, that which the Mechaber said, that it takes time for the salt to be piled, the Mechaber, that follows the sheet of the Ran, that says that the salting doesn't take place right away. It takes a half hour for the meat to absorb all the salt and to become reseach. That, the Shach says, that's also not true. It's true, that's the sheet of the Ran, but most Rishonim disagree with that, and they hold that for the meat to become salty, maybe takes a half hour, but the tzir, the juices inside the meat, will become salty immediately. And therefore, when it touches, so it'll aser, because those juices are reseach immediately. But the Shach says, if you salt for the first time, so then, b'makom hefsim ruba, there's reason to be mekel after the half hour. He says you shouldn't be mekel unless it's a hefsim ruba, because there is a shitas Rashi which says that once you salt, even the first time, even the malicha for dam, it'll remain salty forever. It doesn't lose its koyach hamelach. So therefore, one should be chayshish for shitas Rashi and only be mekel if it's a hefsim ruba v'sudas mitzvah. But if it's a first salting, there is reason to be mekel after the half hour. But a second salting, the Shach says, there's no makom to be mekel. That second salting will become salty right away, because the tzir will become salty, not like the Ran, and it'll remain salty forever, not like the implication of the Ramah in understanding of the Trumas Hadeshen, that he applies it even to Basa B'chalav. The Shach says it does not, that the Trumas Hadeshen is not dealing with Basa B'chalav. Okay, that's the opinion of the Shach. Now the Ramah continues. Afilu loy nimloch habasar mishnei tzadav rak mitzad echad. Even if you don't salt the meat on both sides, you only salted it on one side, kol shenimloch malicha shein enech machas melchay mechshev reiseach. Provided that you salted it enough salt that the meat can't be eaten, it's too salty to be eaten, that's enough. And this is brought in Hilchas Malicha as well, that lechatchila you're supposed to salt the piece of meat on both sides. B'dieved, Malcolm Hefsid, if you salted it only on one side, it is sufficient. It can be considered a malicha. So therefore, here l'chumro, we have to go and consider this piece of meat to be reiseach after, even though it was only salted on one side, that's sufficient to be considered reiseach. Avo kol shaloi nimloch kol kach, but if it didn't make it, ein anechel machas melchay, if you didn't add enough salt to make the meat, so then mechshev tzaynin, then the meat will be not considered reisech, rather the meat will be considered tzaynin, be considered cold. Afilu nidnlach mishnei tzadim, even if you salted it on both sides. V'yesh ha'imrim, da'anan ein b'kiyin b'davar. However, there are those that say that we no longer are experts as to how much salt it takes, how much is considered ein anechel, machvas melchay, and therefore yesh lanu lach lichashev afilu malichas tzlik reisech. Therefore, even the amount of salting that you salt a piece of meat, if you want to roast it, which does not need a full salting, because it does the tzli draws out the blood, still, that little amount of salt that you add when you roast is enough to consider the meat to be reiseach. V'toyev l'hachmer b'makom shein hefsim ruba. And one should be machmer, unless it's a hefsim ruba, that we say, ein anu b'kiyim, in how much salt it takes. Now, Riki Veger says over here that points out, ein anu bikiyim between kochosh and shamin. That's the Ramah Shita. That the Ramah says, we're also not bikiyim in what's considered kochosh, what's considered a piece of meat that's not fatty, or shamin, and a piece of meat that's fatty. And but the difference between a kochosh and shamin is whether we say the entire piece of meat becomes, by shamin, we say the entire meat, the bliya travels throughout the entire piece of meat. If it's kachosh, then we say that the salting will only affect a k'tei klipa. So what happens if you have a case where you have a piece of meat which appears to us to be kachosh, but we say einanu bikiyim, and we only salted an amount of salt that was a salting litzli, but we say again einanu bikiyim. So Riki Vager asks, do we say two einanu bikiyims, one on top of the other? In order for this piece of meat to be aser bekuloi, we would have to say two chumras here. We'd have to say that really it was salted to the extent of ein nechamachas malchay, even though we know we don't think it was, but we're not experts enough, and therefore we have to be chayshish. Maybe it was really very salty, and we have to be machmir that even though this piece of meat appears not to be fatty, but maybe really you're shamin. So Riki Vager thinks that we don't need to say two einanu bikiyims, one on top of the next. But he brings that the Prima Gadim is Machmer, that the Prima Gadim in Simukov Hei writes that one would have to be Machmer in such a case, but Riki Vager disagrees and thinks that we don't have to be Machmer. We're in the middle of Simen Tzadi Aleph Sif Hei. The Mechaber continues, Umaliach, kein maliach deboile l'orcha. If one salts a piece of meat in a manner in which they would salt it if they wanted that it should last a long time, that they should be able to take it with them, even after you rinse it off, it's still considered to be reiseach. It still has the status of being ein nechel machas melchay. Kol zman shelo sharu b'mayim dinar kreiseach. And so long as one doesn't soak it in water, it would have the din of reiseach. La'aser kadei klipa, that it would aser if it touched a piece of cheese, it would aser it a kadei klipa. Now, when it comes to the halachas of malicha, it doesn't matter which one is on top. If the maliach is on top, the one that's salty, the one that's reseach, is the one on top. Or if the tafel, the one that's unsalted, is the one that's on top. It doesn't matter top or bottom. We don't say here tatogavar. We're not asering bekuloi in these cases. We're only asering anyways a k'tei klipa. So in either way, we say that alas the k'tei klipa loylam hamaliach mavliya betafel, and in either instance, whether it be on the top or the bottom, the maliach, the salty item, will be mavliya into the unsalted item, vein boileya mimenu, but it will not absorb back from it, hilkoch. So therefore, it comes out like this: basar v'gvina hamaluchim shenagu zeh b'zeh. If both a piece of meat and cheese are both salted, and they touch each other, Tzarech liklaif shneim, they will both require klipa, because each one will be mavliya into the other a k'dei klipa's worth. So therefore, you have to remove tzarech liklaif. You have to remove a klipa makam nigiyasam in the point where they touch. Vim echem hamaluach v'asheni tafel. But if only one is salty and the other one is unsalted, so then hamaluach is mutter b'hadacha. The salty one is permissible to rinse off. V'atafel tzarech klipa, and the one that's unsalted is going to absorb from the salty one, and it's going to require a klipa. Now, the Shach points out over here that here the Mechaber just said it doesn't matter which one is on top or which one is on the bottom, because here we're talking about where it's only going to aser a k'dei klipa. However, if you have a case where the iser is shomein, which the Mechaber doesn't discuss at this point, where it'll aser bekuloi, so then it will matter which is the top and which is the bottom, and then the regular rules of Tata Gavar would apply. So if the salty one is on the bottom, so then the Reseach is on the bottom. It will, and we're talking about Isser Shamin, it will Aser Bekuloi. If the Isser Maluach is on the top, it would only be a K'dei Klipa. That would be the opinion of the Mechaber. But in this case, we're talking about by an Isser Kochush, by a non-fatty piece of meat, and therefore it only Asers a k'dei klipa, whether it be on the top or on the bottom. The Rama continues, v'yeshayimim debekol malicha ein mesher b'shishim, debekol malicha anu mesher b'shishim. The Rama says that some say, this is the Rama's opinion, that by all malichas we are mesher b'shishim, we always require, and the reason, right, and the reason being because we say that we're not bekiyim in what's shamein and what's kachosh. Like we just explained before, by shamein you require shishim Only by kochosh do you say it's a kedei klipa. Since we say we're not experts as to which items are considered to be shomein, where therefore we have to we have to assume that everything is shomein, and therefore we always require, by all malichas, we require shishim. Now that's not to say that we don't also have to remove a klipa. Let's say you do have shishim in the whole piece, so you have to be machmir the other way too, and say that maybe the item was not shomein, maybe it was kochosh, and therefore you have to remove the klipa. So you'll need, so the chumra, we say you'll need shishim and you need klipa. And that's where the Rama brings these halachas again, in Simukov Hei they're discussed, and there the Rama says that because we're not Bikiyim, we always require shishim. That which we say that if one of the items was salty and one of them wasn't salty, so the salty is mavliya into the one that wasn't salty, and the one that wasn't, and the one that is salty though, is not mavliya from the tuffel. Okay, so when do we say that? That's dafka if they're both dry items, relatively dry, meaning that it's not a, one of them is not a liquid. Avalim hu davar tzolol nasar hatar. But if the one of the items is liquid, so for instance, if a salty piece of meat falls into milk, so then it'll aser the meat will aser the milk because the salty item will be mavliya into the milk, and the milk, since it's a liquid, will get absorbed back into the salty piece of meat. Since the meat is in this case is salty, it's it will be boileya from a liquid that is next to it. So if you have, so again, if you have the case where a salty piece of meat falls into milk, both of them will become aser, even though the milk was not salty. Now in the Teres Chatas, the Rama discusses the opposite case. Let's say a piece of meat, a regular piece of meat, falls into salty milk. What is the din? And there the Teres Chatas seems to indicate that the halacha would be, that we'd be mekel, that only the meat would become aser, because again, the salty milk would be mavliya into the meat, but the milk will not absorb from the meat, since the meat itself is not salty. The Shach disagrees with this and says that it's a machlekes rishayim, and he doesn't see that we should be mekel in such a case, and he's uncertain as to where the Rama knows that we should be mekel in this case. Chavis Das also comes out with the Chumra and says that one should be Machmir in such a case as well. So the Rama continues here. V'shnehem Asurim. So in this case, again, which the Rama was discussing of, if the meat is salty and it falls into milk, in that case they both become Asur. V'davka shahator lach tzas. But when we talk about Isser Malicha, that it answers, it has to be that the salty item has to have some moisture to it, and that moisture has to be because of the Malicha. Avalam hu yavish, but if it gets completely dried out, avalam hu yavish legamri, right? Let's say a piece of meat, if you salted a piece of meat and then it gets completely dried out, it'll have the status of being a tuffel. So even though it could be very salty, you cannot eat it, but if it doesn't have any lachluchas to it, if it gets dried out, then it's considered like it's no longer salty, it's not roseach anymore. Now, the Mechaber will continue here, and he'll discuss this issue again of the lechus, how important the lechus is to being considered, that the maliach is considered roseach. So the Mechaber continues, vim heim yaveshim, if the salted item is dried out, afilu heim maluchim, even if it's salty, oi lachim v'loi machmas malicha, sagi badacha. Or even if it got wet again, if you salted a piece of meat, let's say it dried out, and then you wet it again, that doesn't help. It has to be that the wetness is machmas the original malicha. Otherwise, it's just sagi leba hadacha. It's just enough to just rinse it off. You do not have to remove any klipa, or according to the Rama, you would not have to aser b'shishim. So that which we will have an iser of basar b'chalav is dafka if the item is wet from the melicha. That the melicha, it's the tzir inside of it, the juices of the meat itself are considered reisach. But once that's gone, even if you wet it again, it's not considered to be reisach. The Ramah continues, kol tzir mi basar shenimlach, tzir from a piece of meat that was salted, afilu loy nimlach rach litzli chashiv reisach. So like the Ramah said before, we're machmer because ein anu bikiyim. So the tzir from a piece of meat that was salted, even if it was only salted kitzli, it has the din of reisach. The Ramah continues, kol tzir mi basar shenimlach, the tzir of a piece of meat that was salted, afilu loy nimlach rak litzli chashiv reisach. Even if you only salted it, a salting of tzli, like we described earlier, that it's a salting that you do if you want to be able to roast a piece of meat, which does not require the blood to be removed. So that seer is considered reisach, even with the small amount of salting. Now, even though the Ramah had told us earlier that we're always machmer, that no matter how much, even if you only salted litzli, we consider it that as though it was in a nechal machas malchai. However, that was the Ramah said earlier that ben makom hefsim ruba, there's room to be mekel. That which we said ein anu bikiyim is only in ordinary situations. But makom hefsim ruba, there's room to be mekel. Here, though, this halacha is even but makom hefsim ruba, it doesn't help. The tzir from the piece of meat itself, if it drips out, that tzir is always considered to be reisach. Even if you did a minimal salting on it, that tzir mi'ikar hadin is considered to be reisach. So here the Ramah is telling you that the tzir of the meat, if it drops out, it has a din of reisach. Ulechein, im nafla tzir al gvina, if that tzir drips onto a piece of cheese, oy al kli, or it falls onto a milchiga kli, oyser, it will aser that cheese or that kli. Afilu b'makom shein abaser oyser, even in a situation where the meat itself would not aser, to le'nechshev reisach, mikomakom hatzir choshev ein nech machos malchay. The tzir, the juices that drip out, would always be considered reisach. Even b'makom hefsim ruba, what would be mekel if the meat were to touch, still the tzir would be considered reisach. The Ramah continues, tzir shel basar she'oyser she'nafal al kli tzarech hagala. If you have tzir of a basar and it falls onto the kli, so let's say it falls onto a machlik kli, let's say the kli is made out of wood or it's made out of metal, where it's shayach to do hagala on it. So tzarech hagala. Then you need to kasher, you now need to kasher that kli. Vim hu kli cheres, tzarech shvira. And if it's an earthenware kli or ceramic dish, so then there's no way to do hagala on it, so then you would have to break it. Vim loy nafal rak al makom echad, but if it only fell onto one section of it, the kli ei tzuki ei tziboy, koylef mekoymei vidayoy. Then you can, it's enough if you chip off that area, if you scrape that, if you peeled back the area where it fell, that would be, in place of kashering, that would also be sufficient, because since malicha on a kli only goes in a kdei klipa, even according to the Ramah, a malicha on a kli only goes in a kdei klipa, so therefore it's sufficient to remove that kdei klipa, so you, let's say it's a wooden kli, you could take a plane and plane down that area and remove that klipa, and the bowl would be mutter. The Pesachei Tshuva brings, what happens if tzir falls onto a kli and you don't remember which area it fell onto? So, are we going to say you have to now plane down the whole kli? Or, so he brings that in such a case, actually, one could be mekel that you would say that there's bittel b'roiv, that as long as it was only a miut of the kli and you don't know where on the kli it happened, it's shaykh to say in such a case bittel b'roiv. However, the Pesachim Tshuva says that Zuchar is only talking about where it's not Shayach to do Hagala. If it would be Shayach Hagala on the Kli, so then you would have to do Hagala. You have an Eitzah and had a Kasher. But to require a person to plane down the whole Kli is not considered an Eitzah. That would ruin the Kli. One area, okay, you could chisel away that one spot. So, in such a case, if it would ruin the Kli, then one could be Mekel to say that it would be, that there would be Bittul Berayv in such a case. The Prima Gadim brings a machlokes whether it helps to do irui to kasher if it got absorbed in. The Rama uses a lashon of hagala, so he brings the Beis Lechem Yehuda says it's dafka hagala. It's not enough to irui, even though irui we say is mevashel kadei klipa. So maybe you would think you can kasher from the Malicha, which only went in a Kedei Klipa, with an Irui that goes a Kedei Klipa. So he says no, because Irui is only Suffolk Mevashal. We don't know if it's Machlekes Rishonim whether Irui is Mevashal or not. Malicha Vadai went in a Kedei Klipa, and we're Mesupik whether the Irui will take it out. So therefore, you would have to do a Hagala, and it's not sufficient. Though he brings the Shita of the Beis Yaakov that holds that it is sufficient to do Irui, but the Prima Gadim himself is Machmir.